Now, Dominic, I've had a roasting at the hands of Dave. Now it's your turn, not at the hands of Dave, at my hands and the hands of Stephen Fleming, who says on Facebook, nakedscientist.com/Facebook, at the winter solstice, why does the sunrise get later for several days, the mornings get darker, whilst in the evenings, sunset gets later? Why aren't they in sync?
That's a really tricky question. And what it comes down to is how we define the length of a 24-hour day. Now, the traditional way that you would do that is you would look at the sky and you would look at when the sun is highest in the sky and you would call that noon, the middle of the day. And then the next day you would go out and you'd look at when the sun was highest and that would be the next noon. Now, the other way that you can define the length of a day is to have an atomic clock, which is measuring the progress of the laws of physics and is giving you a very precise packet of time of a fixed length. Now, it turns out those two definitions of the length of day are not exactly the same. The length of time it takes for the sun to come round from one noon to the next varies over the course of the year. And the reason is because that period is not just the time it takes for the Earth to rotate on its axis, but also the time it takes for the Earth to catch up with the fact that the sun has moved a little way across the sky. And the way in which the sun moves across the sky changes at different times of year because, for example, the Earth's orbit is elliptical and so the Earth is moving at different speeds at different times of year.
I did hear one person put this as a bit like slipping a gear because the because you've got an ellipse, not a circle, as the sun goes along the flat side of each ellipse, it's got to sort of slip a gear a bit. The Earth has got to slip some gears as it turns in order to make it work, if you see what I mean. It's not just a straightforward circle.
That's not a bad way of thinking about it. Now, what that means is that noon doesn't always happen at exactly 12 o'clock on every day of the year. For example, I think now at the beginning of October, noon is happening about 10 minutes before 12 o'clock by your watch, and it's getting earlier, and in a couple of weeks' time it will be at quarter to noon, and then it will turn around and it will start getting later as the durations between noons get longer in December towards the winter solstice. So what's happening at the winter solstice is that sunset turns round in the middle of December, but sunrise turns round about a week later because the solar day, the time between noons, is drifting through the mean day that we call civil time.
So the length of day is changing and the time of noon is changing, so the two add up to this effect.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Well, I'm glad you could agree on that, because just for the sake of people who are listening to this at home, they had an argument for about half an hour trying to get that right, so I'm very pleased. And there you go, the testimony to the fact that we fact-check everything to death at the Naked Scientist. Thank you very much, Dominic and Dave, for answering. That's a very hard question to answer, and answer well. I think you did very well, so thank you very much.
Bringing the facts to bear, the Naked Scientists.